USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Chancellor of Austria has met with Ukraine's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky. Next, he will travel to Russia to meet with Vladimir Putin. He'll be the first European leader to have an in-person meeting with Putin since the invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markova, on Face the Nation.
I think there is an understanding that after the Battle of Kyiv, we really have to win this Battle of Donbas, and we have to win this war. And we need all the equipment, all the firepower, all the anti-air in order to be able to do so.
For the first Palm Sunday since the outbreak of COVID, thousands of people gathered around St. Peter's Square. Pope Francis begged for peace in Ukraine once again. He asked Russia for an Easter truce, posing the question, what kind of victory plants a flag on a pile of rubble? This is USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Republicans in Maryland are fighting the expansion of some abortion laws in their state. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has the story.
State lawmakers in Maryland voted to override Governor Larry Hogan's veto to expand abortion access. The law, which will take effect in July, allows other medical providers like nurse practitioners to perform abortions. It also mandates the state provide $3.5 million a year to train providers on how to perform the procedure and requires most insurance plans to fully cover abortions. Hogan, a Republican, said in his veto announcement Friday that the bill would set back standards for women's health care and safety. The Democratic-controlled legislature overrode the governor's veto on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Two people are dead and at least 10 others injured after a mass shooting at a nightclub in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Police patrolling the downtown area responded quickly. No word yet on any suspects. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A new poll showed that many Americans are dissatisfied with the country.
According to the latest Rasmussen Reports poll, 61% of likely U.S. voters believe that violent crime is on the rise, and 47% believe that President Biden has done a poor job in handling law enforcement issues. A full 81% of respondents say they believe the issue will be important in the November midterm elections, including 46% who say it will be very important. Nearly two-thirds of voters say the Hunter Biden laptop story is important and believe the president was probably involved in his son's foreign business dealings.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has led a bipartisan group of lawmakers to Warsaw to meet with the Prime Minister of Poland and officials from Ukraine to discuss the ongoing war. McCarthy said that Poland has been a strategic partner to the U.S. by contributing fully to NATO. Congresswoman Liz Cheney said that a missile strike that killed at least 50 people in a crowded train station filled with civilians evacuating from Ukraine was clearly genocide. A man accused of shooting pop star Lady Gaga's dog walker and stealing her two French bulldogs was erroneously released this week, according to the sheriff's department. James Howard Jackson was released from custody shortly after a court appearance because his case was dismissed due to a clerical error. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.